Justin Bieber, big name celebrity, is actually jumping into the fire. He's partnered with a California company called Palm to sell a line of pre-rolled joints, cannabis joints. It's called Peaches, aptly named after his hit single, which makes mention of marijuana. Perhaps that's where the collaboration came about. It's now available in 4 states, so California, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Florida. The company says that it wanted to get on board and launch this thing now because it wants to destigmatize marijuana and make it more approachable. So this is something that Justin Bieber has been really vocal about, the fact that he uses it, that it's helped him. In fact, he recently did an interview with Vogue, and I want to read you a quote that he said, and I'll read to make sure I get it right. Weed was something that I felt people tried to make me feel bad for enjoying, but I've now found a place in my life for weed products that have been beneficial in my human experience. So he's certainly not the first person, celebrity, to pair their name with marijuana products, right? Seth Rogen actually launched a brand called Houseplant earlier this year in March. And when it first launched, the website crashed because it was so popular. And I don't know about you guys, I don't know what your musical tastes are, but singers like Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson long had a taste for cannabis and have associated their names with those types of products as well. Guys, back to you.
For sure. So then who's the target audience here exactly with this product backed by Justin Bieber? And also, can you give us an idea on pricing?
Yeah, so interesting. So they are targeting novices, so first-time users and casual users. As a parent with a 13, almost 14-year-old, I'm a little bit concerned about that part of it because Justin Bieber is such a big name. And when I looked on the Instagram and stories at their ads, they look really innocuous and part of a healthy lifestyle. But, you know, be that as it may, moving over to pricing, when I looked on the website, it looks like it's $50 for a pack of 7. There are various different flavors. You can also get mini packs for $22. And then you can also get single joints as well, plus shipping and handling. So it seems like it's pretty affordable. I want to just point out that part of the proceeds, part of the profits from this go to community organizations. One of them is called the Last Prisoner Project, which advocates for criminal justice reform based around drug policy. So trying to make a profit, but also trying to have some principle as well.
Well, Karina, I guess the next question is why now? I mean, we've seen, we saw a lot of hype at the beginning of the year with the change in administration, and then we saw some action in Congress kind of fizzle out. I think at the time, most people were saying this is going to be a multi-year process, but where are we right now?
So fair statement, right? There is a lot of volatility in this, but we have seen some movement. We have seen some advancement as well. Just, you know, in the Tilray product, we saw revenue up 43%. And then also this week, we've seen a bump up in some other big names, Canopy Growth as well, Sundial, another big name, on the back of earnings from Aurora, another Canadian cannabis company, which reported earlier in the week. And their results were better than expected. Not perfect, still a lot of red ink. So we saw year to date sales have dropped 20%, but that's still comparatively better than some of its peers because Canopy Growth, I've said year to date sales are down about 45%. So, you know, when you compare it relatively, not too bad. Also, they've made a pivot into marijuana for medical use applications. That's something that the Tilray CEO spoke about as well. And year over year, they've seen growth of 9%. That was enough to make the stock pop when results came out on Monday. It was up 20% on the day. Yesterday, I looked, it was about 10%. Today, when I looked earlier on, it was up about 7%. But still, tremendous growth there. Another thing that's giving it a bump up is Pennsylvania just announced that it is making a push to legalize marijuana as well. So now we have, for recreational marijuana, legal in 19 states, including D.C. That makes it available to about 140 million Americans, according to the latest census. Obviously, not everyone uses it. Not everyone is at that age, but it is still available to a huge number of people. And you've seen so much cannabis growth. We've seen the products left, right, and center. Everywhere you go, cannabis is in something. So there is tremendous growth. Tilray said 43%. Canopy Growth is expecting 40 to 50% growth by 2023 and EBITDA profitability by the first half of next year. There's also been legislative process as well that's helping things along.
All right. Certainly more to come from that sector. But thanks so much for that roundup. Yahoo Finance's Karina Mitchell.